Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
Get ready for this, an unforgettable experience at Cattlemen's Week 2025 Annual Pheasant Hunt, hosted by Jorgensen Land and Cattle. November 20th through the 23rd at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Enjoy world-class pheasant hunting while building connections and sharing insights with fellow cattlemen, women, and industry professionals. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or brand new to the sport, there's something for everyone. Register online at ranchchannel.com or jorgensenfarms.com. Mark your calendars for Cattlemen's Week 2025. Camaraderie, conversation, and pheasant hunting at its finest.
A lot of you have been using ranchchannel.com to select your new herd sires. Well, coming soon, feeder and live cattle markets, corn, wheat, and bean futures, all at ranchchannel.com. And don't forget, lots of upcoming sales. Just head to ranchchannel.com.
If your herd is suffering from scours and has had scours, see immediate results with Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients. Get your herd on a Pharmatan feeding plan now to prevent scours for next calving season. Get your herd back in shape, more breedbacks, healthier calves, and eliminate scours with Pharmatan. Check out PharmatanUSA.com and on Facebook.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
You know, yesterday when we were talking about the felt hat, the fedora is what we were talking about, and you were saying how because of the movies, there's kind of some clothing trends. The other one that I thought of about that was because of the show that we watched on Netflix, Peaky Blinders. For those of you that haven't watched it, it's really cool. It's on Netflix. And that whole vintage gangster chic, however you would describe it, has become extremely popular.
Oh, yes. While that show was hot on the market a couple of years ago, that did lead to a big trend. I will agree there.
And I'm surprised how many reels I'll watch on Facebook, and I'll see just the guys now are wearing those types of suits with pocket watches and vests, and they're wearing the those little hats. What the heck are those little ones called that I'm thinking of? That they're wearing Peaky Blinders. Now I can't think of it. It's going to drive me crazy.
But now you just brought back a trend I thought we should talk about, and that is the five-piece suit. Remember when that was all the rage? Think about our grandparents, okay?
What makes up the five-piece suit?
I believe it deals with the jacket, the vest, the undershirt, the pants, and
what's number five? The socks, shoes?
I don't know.
I've always thought it was a three-piece suit.
Maybe it's a three-piece. Three-piece. Maybe that's what it was. It wasn't a five-piece. I misspoke. My bad.
I always thought the three-piece suits anyway were kind of cool when you had the vest. That was a classy look.